I'm Don Hawkins. For those who don't have a shofar, but recognize God's command to blow it on the feast days, I would record and post some shofar notes that you can download and play at such events, so you may more fully participate in what the Lord is doing. Let's talk about the shofar a little bit. First of all, what is a shofar anyway? Well, there are two types of trumpets that are mentioned in the scripture. There are the silver trumpets, which are made from the silver shekel, the price of redemption. We see that in Numbers chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Make two silver trumpets for yourself, and then you shall make them of a hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps." However, the shofar is different. It's made of bone, usually with the antlers of a ram, a goat, and the big Yemenite shofars are made from the horns of the African kudu antelope. A shofar is never made from the horn of a cow or an ox, because of the idolatrous worship of the calf in the wilderness. God has commanded the blowing of the shofar for different reasons and at certain times. One of those times was war, and another was on the new moons, or the beginnings of God's month, as well as on the feast days. The following verses will give us a glimpse into how the use of the shofar is linked with God's holy days. Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. "Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginnings of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over the burnt offerings, over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God." Psalms chapter 98, beginning with verse 4. "Shout joyfully to the Lord in all the earth. Break forth in song and rejoice. Sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King." Psalms chapter 81, verses 3 and 4. "Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob." I wanted to use this verse to point out that the part of the verse which says, "at the full moon on our solemn feast day," isn't part of the original language. A quick glance at an interlinear translation which compares the original language to today's English will show that that phrase was added and is not part of God's word. So, Psalms 81, 3 and 4 should then read, "Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, for this is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob." So, as we have taught in the past, God considers the new moon the first visible sliver. Praise the Lord. Behold, the King comes. If you would like to know more about this God-ordained event, you may listen to the podcast titled God's Timepiece, Parts 1 and 2. These will help you understand God's reckoning of time. Shalom.